and that ain't good for democracy.
Yes, absolutely. So, John, we're talking about the hui that's tonight. It's called the Marine Protection Hui. What do you know about it? Who's calling the hui?
I guess it's the Ministry for the Environment. There's a new document out, new Marine Protected Areas Act consultation document.
Okay.
And even that's difficult to get off the net. I finally got it all downloaded last night. But, the old Marine Protection Areas legislation goes back to 1971.
Yeah.
And that's when Bill Ballantyne and those guys started up the Marine Reserve down in Lee, which has been incredibly successful, I think, from all accounts. And but the legislation hasn't changed in, what is it, 70, I don't know. Almost 40 years. So, more than 40 years. But there is definitely a need for the change. What the government's proposing is, I don't know, it's looks like a couple of band-aids in a couple of places, and it looks like opening it up in other areas. One of the things they say here, they're creating four different categories. Now, there's been no consultation about this at all. They've decided four different categories: marine reserves, species specific sanctuaries, seabed reserves, and recreational fishing parks. And the feedback I get from people who have studied this is that there's no discussion of the relative merits of each one. There's no discussion or acknowledgement that recreational fishing in some areas can be just as damaging as commercial fishing.
Yeah.
And they're going to make these new recreational fishing parks, one in Marble Sounds, which is already pretty heavily used, and the other in the Hauraki Gulf.
They've been talking about that for a little while, haven't they, John? In terms of the issue, recreational fishing versus commercial fishing, and those specific areas around the Coromandel, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's right. But I think those issues even exist in Doubtless Bay.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's no discussion about how the management can be devolved to local people. And I think that's an important one. You know, we're going to have the Department of Conservation, the Ministry for the Environment, and the Ministry of Primary Industries, all supposedly working together. Well, there. Yeah, right. maybe they will. I don't know. But I don't like it, because before, just under the Marine Reserves Act, you had, two or three ministries, and the Ministry of Fisheries seemed to have a final veto.
Yes.
And he wasn't interested in marine reserves because of the lobbying from the commercial fishing operation.
Right.
So there's a lot of issues here which are not covered in any depth. They use vague language and really don't tell us very much of anything. So I think it's very important that people who are interested in that get down there tonight and let them know that we want to be able to work more directly on this.
Yes.
The government signed up to this open government program, an international program. They signed up, yes, we want more open government. Well, let them put it into practice.
Yeah.
It'd be really, that would be the biggest thing that come out of it.
Let's you and me talk a little bit about what they're saying regarding recreational fishing, because we know for us up here, especially in the Doubtless Bay area, you've got some people that who are active fishers, go out, get fishing for food.
Yep,
and then
absolutely.
Then you have, and that's real normal. There's lots of people of us that are doing that, and on the West Coast also, right around our area. So where in that, and how, do you know how they feature in that document?
They don't.
Okay.
Not as far as I can see. The recreational fishing parks are only proposed at this point in time for Marble Sounds and Hauraki Gulf.
Right.
And even there, they're saying that marine farming will not be affected. Some petroleum or mineral activities could be allowed. Which would
goodness gracious me
would go down really well up here.
We might let you dig for some oil. Is that
yeah? And there's a huge contradiction in a lot of what the government's saying these days. They sign up to an international agreement in one case, and then they do the opposite in another case, and that doesn't gender a lot of confidence. But the idea of the fishing parks is to enhance the enjoyment and value of recreational fishing in high demand areas by reducing the impact of commercial fishing and enabling recreational fishers to take more responsibility for the effects of their activities in these areas. Like, we're passing the buck over to you. If there's no fish left, it's all your fault.
Yeah. Wow. But there are people that are saying different things.
Yeah.
Concerning our fish stocks. Do you have any idea of our fish stocks?
They do vary. Interestingly enough, I think snapper seems to be increasing. But if you talk to some of the commercial fishermen, they'll say, yeah, but that's just because we've taken everything else out. Yeah. And snapper being a dominant species will fill these niches where we've taken out, say, terakee or cod or whatever else.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're in good condition. They have a system where they try and keep it to 20% of the original biomass.
Yeah.
And in some areas, it's got way below 20%, especially with the orange roughy. Some areas there, they estimate it's down to 3% of the original biomass, which means it's a bit like the cod fisheries in the North Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
How many years ago, 30, 40 years ago, that collapsed?
Yes.
Is it come back yet?
Not that I've heard of.
Not that I've heard of either.
Yeah.
It's just horrendous if we let things get that bad.
Yeah.
And there is meant to be new legislation being looked at on the quota management system this year. Now, that should be, I believe, discussed in conjunction with this, because it's all about the fish, and it's about keeping the stocks of the fish available for future generations. And meanwhile, we're just mining them as fast as we can.
So that hui is being held tonight at Te Ahu, is that correct?
At Te Ahu at 6 p.m., yeah.
Who are you expecting to turn up? I mean, I don't have a crystal ball in front of you, John, and we can't preempt who's going to... But who are you...
I really don't know. I've been trying to get the word out in the last few days. About a week ago, I heard that this was coming up. All they said was that public consultation would be, meetings would be arranged sometime in February. And then suddenly, boom, I see this consultation with Māori will be held at this. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. I've since found out that it's supposedly open to everybody. It's the only meeting that will be held in Kaitaia, as far as I can understand. The other ones where they're talking about being open to the public are sort of Auckland, Christchurch, Wellington, and that's about it.
Does any of the marine protection hui tonight have relevance to the northern area? Or are we talking about Coromandel and South Island?
Well, there's the four different areas. There's marine reserves, there's species-specific sanctuaries,
yes,
and seabed reserves.
Right.
So any of those three could be operating up here.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who would love to see a marine reserve somewhere in Doubtless Bay, which is a fairly controversial issue for others. And people say, well, you know, it's my right to fish where I want and when I want. But that right sort of loses its value if there's no fish there. And this is the feedback I'm getting from Māori and Pākehā fishers in Doubtless Bay.
Yeah.
They're saying, hey, the fishing's lousy. And
what always surprises, well, not surprises me, but interests me, are the people that come from outside. It's a normal happening now to go down to Maunganui Harbour and you see people that have come up from other areas. Kirikiri, Kaikohe, they're coming from far away. Kawakawa, Moirua. I mean, we're not just down, yeah, well, I guess, you know, an hour and a half out, but they're wanting to come into our area because they're trying to get a kingi, or they're trying to get, you know, something. We know that our stocks are limited, but, you know, people are still coming into, you know, and putting some serious gas into their cars and coming up. So what am I trying to say?
Thinking that there's fish up here.
Thinking that there's fish up here.
Yeah. I talked to a group who'd come up, regular fishermen down the Hauraki Gulf, and they, after a week up here, they said, geez, we should have stayed at home. He said, there's better fishing in the Hauraki Gulf than up here.
Wow.
Now, whether that's everybody's experience or not, I don't know. But that was definitely the experience of this group.
Yeah.
So we have to have more local autonomy, I think, in the control of it. You look at the areas under the quota management system. We go from the East Cape, Gisborne, right up around North Cape here. There's one area. That's Snapper 1.
Yeah.
Now, that is absolutely absurd that boats from all those different areas can fish wherever they want, whenever they want. It should be much more localized, I believe. But that doesn't fit in with globalization and TPPA agendas at all. But if we're going to preserve them, there has to be much more control at a local level.
You a fan of the TPPA, John?
No, are you? I think it's the most insidious bit of, it's pure fascism. It's a small group of very wealthy, very powerful people making an agreement, totally in secret. It's being signed off by the government without any acknowledgement or acceptance by the people of the country. You know, it's just an absurdity, I think. They tried to do it with the MIA.
Yeah.
And they got shot down very, very quickly. And unfortunately, we don't sort of realize that when we shoot somebody down, these guys don't go away.
Yeah.
They've come back under a different, this is the TPPA. And this time, they've been much more cunning, much more secretive about it. And the people who are there signing.
I got a bit of a shock when Helen Clark came out and said, you know, standing next to John Key, and she's saying, we really need to be a part of this. We're gonna win some, we're going to lose some, but we need to be in this game, doing this, being a part of this, being and playing so that we can exist and have a footprint in the way that the market trends are going. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what she said. I was looking at the article last week, and I was astounded. Astounded.
This is assuming that everything is going to keep on going in the same direction it is. I don't think that will happen. If we look at the financial markets at the moment, they're in dire straits.
Man, oil went down low last week, didn't it?
Well, yeah, that's going to shoot back up again, probably,
at
some time in the not-too-distant future, because nobody's investing anything in oil at the moment.
Uh-huh.
And but the lag time between people investing in it and actually producing anything is very long. It used to be something like 40 years. I don't know what it is now. It's probably much shorter than that. But you cannot keep going extracting at the rate that we are now. We're on a finite planet.
Yeah.
The planet is our life support system. And if we destroy our life support system, we destroy ourselves. So the idea that this is the age of stupid really strikes home for me.
Yeah.
It is incredibly short-term, profit-driven, as if these money is the only value that's important. And it isn't. Hey, can you eat money?
Kilda.
Yeah.
Kilda.
I'd rather eat fish.
Yeah, kilda. and kumara. Yes, the things you can plant. John, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Really, really appreciate talking to you. Again, that hui is being held at Te Ahu tonight.
Yes.
It's at 6 o'clock, is that correct?
6 o'clock tonight, yes.
Right. So if you go to Te Ahu, front door, back door?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm going to have to go try both doors, eh, John?
Well, that's right.
Yeah. But it's definitely at the Te Ahu Centre tonight.
It's definitely at the Te Ahu Centre tonight. And I don't have the publicity on with that, but it was... came out, it's on the Ministry for the Environment website, and the information is there.
Gilda, thank you so much for your time. Look forward to talking to you in the future. Gilda John, stay with us, whanau. Ko te reo wahanga tēnei. This is Radio Te Hiku o Te Ika. We're talking about local issues, regional issues, international issues from a local perspective. Tēnā koutou, kia mautonu mai.